Bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador.
That boy is good.
Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, December 17, 2025. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast may not be for you. All right, sticking to traditions, I want to send a shout out to all you listeners. And this is the point where I ask you to applaud yourselves. Applaud like you mean it. In addition to shouting out you listeners, I'm also targeting those of you who might be like me and who have this habit of celebrating everyone except your own self. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Yeah, welcome. That includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. Yeah, I understand if you hit stop, but for the rest of you, welcome. And here's hoping I say something on this episode that allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. Today's episode, episode 316, we are at 316, title still to be determined. I'm laughing. Usually I summarize what I'm going to talk about in the final say, the final portion of the podcast. And So I thought I forgot to write it, and I did write it. I will explain how Kendrick's line, "Long life battle with yourself," crossed my mind the last time I was in therapy. But before we do that, we're going to start with some quotables and some randomness. Yeah. All right. First quote. He loves the big girls. All right. First quote goes, "Most people would rather be certain they're miserable then risk being happy." Robert Anthony. And last quote is, "Be isolated, be ignored, be attacked, be in doubt, be frightened, but do not be silent." Bertrand Russell. Cool. All right, that's it for quotables. Let's jump to some randomness.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to talk about Sharon, am I pronouncing his name right? Sharon Moore, black football coach who recently fell from grace. Because I don't watch football. I'm not a football fan. If I do it, I would just be trying to imitate all my favorite black podcasters, but I don't like speaking about shit I don't know, so I'm not going to elaborate. But the one thing I will say, it's nigga.
So you're a philosopher?
For this one, I was listening to... Okay, so coming back from... Driving back from my last therapy session... I had the radio on. Why did I have the radio on? It's a long discussion. Whatever. This doesn't matter. Whatever, man. I had the radio on. Because my Wi-Fi. Doesn't matter. Focus, B. Part of these exercises is me trying to get myself to focus. Right. I was listening to CBC News Radio in my car. while driving home from therapy session, and they mentioned Rob Reiner, celebrity who passed away. They mentioned how the news segment about how he was recently murdered. Wait, is it murdered or hold on a second? Get your news correct. Home director Reiner. Oh, found dead. Okay, whatever, man. Oh, and there's a murder investigation. All right, so they start with the news segment about Rob Reiner being dead. And that reminded me of a post I saw earlier this morning of Trump talking shit about his death. And then they switched to Trump, Ukraine, Russia negotiations. They went from that news segment, and then they went in Trump news. Oh, okay, I guess they're going to bring it up. Then he talked about Trump, Ukraine, Russian situation. And that shit fucking bothered me. It bothered me. Like, I don't know what it's like to roll in the news. Okay, what bothered me is how we've normalized this motherfucker's bad behavior. Or at least mainstream media is like, brushing it off like that shit didn't happen. Trump is like that fart everyone ignores because, I don't know, maybe it's because your boss did it and no one wants to like point out. Le bon roi d'Agobert, mi séculote à l'envers. You know, no one wants to point that the king's got his underwears backward. That's not the same example. It's like the family that ignores the fact that they have a molesting uncle and he's showing up for Thanksgiving or Christmas again. We're just going to ignore the fact that he touched up. You know, okay, I think a lot of us Haitians can relate to this story or to this situation. I remember I had an uncle, okay, I can't remember how old, I must have been early teens, young teens, and had an uncle who, excuse me, my aunt, husband had a, my aunt found out that her husband had another family. And we were young when it happened. And, you know, I can't go in, I mean, because I can't remember the full the details, but the point is he had another family. And I remember her being upset at that. And then fast forward, his family is now part of our family. No discussion, no nothing, no what the fuck, no, like, okay, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're good people, you know, not the otherwise, but his kids just got integrated into the family like nothing happened. And I remember how it was always that thing we don't talk about. And you know what? It wouldn't have been such a big deal if this motherfucker was the kind of Christians who will talk your ears off about being a good Christian. And I'm like, you know these goddamn contradictions? This is how it feels like. It's like Trump is wilding out. He's like, Trump, oh my God. Look, I used to say that, if you can't tell I'm upset, I used to say how, white America wanted a white president so badly that they were willing to settle. That's what Trump. Every time Trump fucks up, I'm like, white power. White power. There we go. White supremacy. White power. There we go. You outdone us. Dude, I can't find the words to explain. Feckless. Is that the word? No, he's to say like how terrible of human being he is, and how in the movies or the narrative or the usually the image is the president of the United States is like the like a man of character, and the reason he became leader of one of the strongest influential nations in the world is because he's a man of character. This motherfucker is what it's Ta-Nehisi Coates called him a carnival barker. I don't know what that last word is. Barker. But whatever, man. He's sleazy, man. He's the dude you... Anyway, look, it just bothers me that I'm surrounded by... No, you know what it is? What bothers me? I'm the motherfucker who's in therapy. I'm the one who's got to, like, accept that this is the world that we live in. This is it. People are fucked up. You just the one who's got to, like, work around it. This, you know what? This entire segment is another reminder of, but I'm the one who's in therapy. Not my motherfucker, not the my aunt's husband with the second family and doesn't tell us shit. Like, can I be like, back then I was like, because, you know, I was a child. Like, I'm not going to confront my parents about adult business. But now I'll be like, what the fuck happened? You talk, what the fuck? I mean, I dare you to talk to me about Jesus. I dare you. Really? And whatever. All right, okay. Again, I'm the one who's in therapy.
So you're a philosopher?
The more you stay home, the less you want to leave. And the more you stay, the heavier everything feels. You think you're resting, but you're actually draining the life out of yourself. Your brain slows down, your thoughts get louder, and slowly you stop wanting to do anything. Psychology calls it mental rumination, when your mind keeps spinning, stuck in the past, worried about the future, and tired of the present. You start losing track of time, days blend together, motivation slips away without you noticing. Even a short walk feels too hard, even sunlight feels like a task. Even simple things you once enjoyed start to feel distant and unfamiliar. But it's not because you're lazy. You're just mentally tired, worn down in ways other people never see. And the longer you stay in that loop, the harder it is to break. Your mind builds walls without asking you first. But here's the truth. You don't need to feel better to go outside. You need to go outside to feel better. Step out, sit in the sun, hear the wind, feel the world move again. Let your body remember what your mind forgot. Because the longer you wait, the deeper the trap becomes and the smaller your world feels. Follow us. We help you break free from what no one sees.
All right, that was a clip, a TikTok clip from Mind Abyss. Break free from mental rumination and feel better. Yeah, I shared this with my therapist. It's like, mental rumination, is this a thing? Because, you know, sometimes you got to be careful about the shit that you find on TikTok. It's like, yeah, you having problems getting your dick hurt? Yeah, buy these crypto. Whatever, shit like, whatever, man. But this one... Needless to say, this one stung. Je me suis senti visé, là. I felt attacked by this clip. And first, I'm going to start by saying that thank God for my trip to Mexico. I hate flying. I mean, it's one thing to be 30,000 feet in the air. That's one thing. But but also fucking airlines don't give a fuck about a fat, tall dude like me. It's like, hey, man, suffer. Just fucking suffer, you poor mother. Especially Air Canada. But I hate flying. But I love to travel. I do. And I was thinking about how when I booked this trip to Mexico, I did it like it felt like a need. I mean, this shit's going to break the bank, but it felt like a need. And I guess I was looking for, I was trying to remind myself of things that make me enjoy life or make me hate life less. And traveling is definitely up there. Because when I travel, it's the one time I'll force myself to do shit and whatnot. But when I come home, I'm like, fuck it. I'm staying home because I am a hermit. Those of you who've heard previous episodes, I have talked about how much I love my solitude. Oh, yeah, which brings me to the next part. Going outside is one thing. Dealing with people is another. And I know some of you are listening to this and are taking it personally or taking offense to it. It's like, look, man, that's your problem. Honestly, that's your problem. I'm learning to let people feel let people react the way they want to react. But that's your problem. Because there's people I've said that I hate people, and the people I've said that to, they were the exceptions. But even they were like, what's wrong with people? Whatever, man. Or they just had a different perspective. They just had a joie de vivre and love people. Whatever. Now, I say this, but I'm also... Not to, I say this, but also saying that sometimes I feel like I'm the problem. Sometimes maybe I'm too sensitive to be in the, but like, you know, you accept, I'm, you know, fuck it. part of being older, your tolerance for bullshit has shortened. My fuse is shorter. Tolerating people has gotten, and I can be patient, but I need to feel like you deserve this patience. It's like I'm trying to convince you I'm not a bad, my hatred for people doesn't have to do with the fact that I'm a bad person. It's just, whatever. It's more, has to do with my inability to tolerate bullshit. And accepting that sometimes I know, like, I've gotten out of situation and like, damn. And I've got out of situation, know that I was the villain. I was the person who made someone feel like, fuck the world. Who made someone probably feel like resent humanity. And I'm like, beat myself up for it. I'm like, damn, my bad. Did not mean to do that. This shit like that. But whatever, man. But anyways, rumination. The other reason why this hit my stuck and I'm sharing with you is it reminded me of why it's been so hard for me to get back on stage to do comedy. I'm like, if my mind's been like telling myself that, nah, stay indoors, convincing myself that, you don't want to go out there, it's dangerous. It's going out there felt like going to the gym. It's like the equivalent of, you know, when your mind tricks you into not going to the gym. Come on, just watch another TV show. No, you're too fat. You're not making any progress. That's how. Again, I should share with the audience that, you know, I'm 50 years old. I'm getting older. I'm at the age where I have to choose the path between being bitter or better. And I'm like seesawing on between the two. But yeah, the world just feels like, the world feels less fun. That's what it is. But again, I am so grateful to me in the past who booked this trip to Mexico. Granted, me in the future might be like, damn, that shit's expensive, but whatever. But anyways, thank God for my trip, my upcoming trip.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. That's it for quotes and randomness. Did I have anything else that I wanted to bring up? I covered Sharon Moore. I covered this. Probably just one quick thing is that shout out to my YouTube Music, finding better music for me to listen to. I mean, it fucks up every once in a while, but no, that's it. All right, okay, I'm talking more than I need to. All right, this is it for quotable, and randomness. Let's jump to final say. And but before I do that, I'm going to take a quick break. All right, final say. First, let me calm down. I'm struggling to put this one into words, so I'm just going to go in the order of the thought process. Go from there and then share thoughts. So essentially first I just realized that therapy, Dan, I ended up talking about two things that were on my mind. There was a video that I... Oh, you're right, the two TikTok video that I shared with you. But there's a video that I saw made by a social media strategist, black woman social media strategist. And I, at the time when I was... That's interesting. When I was listening to her, I didn't know she was a social media, meaning I didn't know this was her business, being a social media strategist. I didn't pay attention to that part. I thought she was just a random black woman, and essentially she was encouraging black men to be content creators. And she used words like, there's a huge gap in... Like there's a huge gap in black men content creator out there, and especially you can count on black women being your part of your audience. It was really encouraging. It was really inspiring. But I remember my first thought being, I thought we were discouraging men. I said, you know, I didn't say black men. I thought we were discouraging men for being on this podcast, for having microphones. and I'm not against it. I'm not mad at that because there's a lot of bullshit out there. Oh my God. It'd be like, yeah, no, there's a lot there's a lot of bullshit out there that I don't pay attention. And the podcast that I listen to, it's like the podcast I do listen to where black men are actually my two favorite podcasts. It's two black men, one white guy. He's Persian. And the other one is it's a couple. It's a couple. But I was thinking of Black Fat Fam. I guess they would be, what's the word? Because they're not heteronormative. Is that the word I would use? So, oh my God. But I remember thinking, my first thought is, wait, don't encourage men to get on microphones with all the bullshit that they say. And it hit me. I'm like, dude, you're not them. You're not one of those black male podcasters out there talking about them females, talking about how all that bullshit about how men ain't men no more, whatever the fuck, saying like misogynistic, like saying like superficial bullshit. It's amazing how I lump myself in the category of men who don't have anything good to say, who you wish, who you regret pressing unmuting. I forgot that I had a unique voice, and I brought this up with my therapist, and she was like encouraging the idea of, yeah, get out there, be heard. I mean, she's been encouraging it, but it's I think I'm more caught up on the fact that I forgot that I wasn't them. That my voice is separate from the mainstream. How do you say it? You know, from the, go with the grain? I'm running out of expression. And I, and that's when at that point, I was thinking of, I was feeling a whole bunch of things. One of those things I should write down, but I'm hoping by talking about it now that I have ideas to put that on paper. But I remember feeling like the idea of, wait, remembering that you're not them. And thinking about how, remembering, I'm not seeking validation. I am not seeking forgiveness. Sorry, that's another part. But I am, younger me would have done this podcast. Well, actually, younger me, the previous edition of Shut Up Podcast was validation. I wanted like 1,000 followers just for the sake of being able, just to be able to say that I must be the shit. Look, I got 10,000 followers. I look at people listening to me. Sure, I coon on this podcast, but look, but I got an audience. I feel mature what I'm about to say right now. I am not seeking validation. I'm seeking connections. Those are hard to harvest. Like, those do take time. I agree with that. So I've been avoiding gimmicks. See, even speaking about Sharon Moore, I'm probably mispronouncing that dude's name. In the previous edition of Shut Up Podcast, I would have spoken about the edition. Even though I don't know shit about it, I would have cracked some jokes. I would have said all kinds of things just because that's what everyone else is doing. And not to say that you shouldn't speak about it, but I think is if I am going to talk about something, it's got to be something that I'm familiar with. And on this particular podcast, the focus is me. And kind of arrogant, but yeah. And how, and that shit makes me feel uncomfortable. But it was, right. So where does Kendrick fall in? It reminded me of that line kept popping up. What I was thinking about that is fuck a rap battle. It's a long life battle with yourself. That line remind. So when Kendrick came after Drake. First, a reminder, that shit was not a diss track. That shit was a grievance. He wrote a grievance. Kendrick wrote a grievance. Drake was battling. Kendrick was, Kendrick was like grievance. It's like, yo, let me tell you what's wrong. But some of the disses that he shot at Drake, or you know what? Criticism, some of the shots he took at Drake were shots that even like, it reminded me of, this is why I can't be in a rap battle. Because all the other rapper has to say is, bro, you don't even like yourself. End of story. Make it rhyme with that. Something blah, blah, blah on the shelf. You don't even like yourself. I'm done. So that line of fuck a rap battle. It's a long life battle with yourself. Hit hard. It also reminded me of, yes, not wanting this podcast to be me seeking validation, being able to say, take it or leave it. That's why I put a lot of emphasis on, yo, this podcast may not be for you. It's because it's a reminder of trying to get out of the habit of trying to get, hey, please like me. Please listen to my demo. Asking all the wrong people. I remember back in the days, I was trying to be the popular podcast, and I thought I was accepting criticism, and one guy, he was like, yeah, man, and you need to make that shit 30 minutes or 20 minutes. And I was like, actually considering it. I was upset at myself for always going over 30 minutes and whatnot, as opposed to being like, but that's not what I'm trying to do. Let me go for the people who are like, basically, essentially, take it or leave it. And if no one takes it, then fuck it. I'll go to my grave with that shit. I'd rather have that than... excuse me, I'm laughing at myself because I'm sounding like I'm like, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Or I'd rather have... I guess two things could be true. Yes, I would love to be a popular. I would love for this podcast to stroke my ego. I would love all that shit. But I don't want to. I would love it the same way I would enjoy no strings attached sex from some woman who just thinks I'm an amazing human being. Oh my God, you wrote what? You know, oh, you're B Black from Shut Up Podcast. Take this pussy. Yes. As much as I would enjoy that, I would love to hear from someone say, I know what the fuck you're talking about. I can relate. I too am Black going to therapy. I'm a Black man going into therapy. Deconstructing. I'm a former Christian. I'm realizing that everything I was taught about women was bullshit. I'm trying to get myself to say I would rather that than the other, but I don't want to bullshit you because I'm struggling not to say. On one end, I want to say that I would rather be the podcast you listen to when you're feeling down. I do want that. But it's like, but I'm not that mature. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking of, what was it? Some sitcom. And, excuse me. I'm laughing at myself. Excuse me. It's a long life rap battle with yourself. I was thinking of the sitcom. It's George Lopez, and how he refused a job, a high paying job, and he said, "Cause I got integrity and something like that." And you know, cause the way they, I guess I'm not describing the story enough, but the point is how he turned down this high paying dream job because what was it? Something, I can't remember what the boss was, but essentially he felt like it was like it would go against his integrity. I mean, on TV set, that sounds nice. But I mean, like, money is money. 20 bucks is 20 bucks. Look, I work a job. I won't even go into details. But, I mean, I work a job that... this might be it. I work a job. I guess I'm being realistic and an adult, right? But I work a job that pays the bills. But it's not my passion job. Am I out there seeking my passion job? Fuck no. Fuck. I was gonna use the word lazy, but I was gonna pro. No, I'm not a risk taker. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm the guy who look. I'm established on this podcast that I am not a role model. I don't aspire to be the guy that you should look up to me. Fuck that. I fuck up. I'm like, and this is pretty much it. This is just my life. I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to practice. I'm trying to preach what I practice. Do you know what I mean? It's so tempting to be out there telling you, like, reading you quotes about don't ever give up. Keep your head to the sky. all that shit. But I'm not that guy. I'm just a regular... What's his name again? Oh, fuck. I'm just a regular average guy. Oh, man. What's the name of that white rapper? I'm just a regular rap... Oh, my... Oh, fuck. Hold on a second. It's going to be a while. I have to bring up his name. Show me your genitals. I know, right? It doesn't make any sense, but it'll make more sense when... John Lajoie, there we go. John Lajoie. And he's got a song called Show Me Your Genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. But that's not the song I want to talk about. It's is that him? Yes, it is him. Oh shit. Okay. Let me see. Everyday Normal Guy. There we go. That's it. That's all this shit. I think that's gonna be the title of today's episode. Everyday Normal Guy. But then again, Everyday Normal Black Guy. It's the poet Talon Macy, he talks about that. Yo, I got fears, I got my insecurities. That I'm trying to again, I'm just trying to be real. Just trying to keep it real. But with that said, this is like, again, it's hard for me to like pat myself on the back. That moment when that line of fuck a rap battle, it's a long life, rap battle, battle with yourself. Hold on, let me see if I wrote down the point. Make sure before I give up, before I sign off, I want to see if there's two thoughts. There we go. All right. I said, I want connections, not validation. I don't want to be the podcast who like talks about how great his life is or what you need to do to make your life great when I'm not. What the fuck am I showing off? I'm, again, just trying to make connections. Just trying to find people that know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because sometimes I don't even know. Oh, shit. You know what? I think I know. And also make myself laugh. I think this is all this podcast is all about. All right. Okay. All right. Hey. Last point. So to the sister who shared that message. And there's a reason why I'm not playing her clip. Is because I'm... Je suis méfiant. Comment ça en anglais? I am... that's her business, doing what she does. And doing, like, I guess she's a consultant. I guess she's the person you contact when you want to take your podcast to the next level. Maybe I'm not there yet. I am not there to pay someone to help me out with this shit. The reflection, and there's a lot, you know what's funny is, out of all the emails that come in for this podcast, it's usually someone promoting their business to say, hey, I can help you be on the research. It's always someone like that. And for me, it's for the same reason I've never been a fan of life coaches. Yeah, sure, I have a therapist, but that's different. I see the difference, right? I've never been a fan of life coaches, and no disrespect to life coaches. Do you? I'm sure you're following your calling. Well, those of you who are following your calling. But me personally, Part of it has to do with the fact that I grew up in a church, and everyone felt like they should be your life coach. Everyone had a motherfucking opinion on how you should live your life. That's one thing too. And two is, when I think of all the stories of the folks who made it, they usually surrounded themselves with people who the decision who have as much to lose as you do. When I think of these podcast specialists, I think of like a gym trainer or a gym, actually. They don't give a fuck. I mean, sure, you want to lose weight. like it's win-win for them. It's if they help you, you fail, they got paid. If they help you and you make it, they get to promote their business. It's like, it's, I don't know. I don't like the idea of I need to feel like we're in this together type of thing like that. Like if I would rather someone who's like, perfect example. Shout out to my homegirl, King Kimbit and DJ Sezi. Who helped me create a the first theme song. Not the one that you're hearing right now, but the first theme song that I made for this album. But they just did it out of just kindness. Just sheer kindness. Didn't charge me or anything like that. It was just... To this day, I'm like, wow. Feeling... They made me a favor that I didn't. I guess it's more like... JC, make the whole world believe us. It's... I'm thinking of Run DMC. Okay, I'm thinking of the movie Crush Groove right now, right? But how his brother managed him because, yo, I believe in what the fuck you're doing. It wasn't like, hey, if he did ask him for money, it's probably, well, in the movie, he doesn't ask him for money, but it's like, but if it was for that, but it's like, we're all putting money in the pot. It's like, everyone's invested. That's what I'm trying to say. As opposed to one's investing more than the other. But again, maybe I think I'm just, oh, wow. I'm worried that I opened myself up for more fucking emails and publicity of, hey, hire us to help you out, whatever, shit like that. Oh, that's not what I want. not at all. This is me politely saying I'm not there yet. But this is me being polite. Next level is being like, yo, I just don't, go fuck yourself. Click. I'm thinking of this gym that I go to, and I'm like small victories type of thing like that. And small victories, the fact that I could get myself to go on a weekly basis consistently is a win for me. Like I'm shocked to myself. But I got one of the owners of the gym keeps coming at me and is always trying to upsell me, and I fucking hate it with a passion. And to make it worse, I hate that I haven't told them, look, dude, knock it off. Shit. Out of the long list of reasons I used to hate the gym was the motherfuckers constantly trying to upsell you. Because I remember there was a time where I was paying a gym membership for a gym I wasn't going to. Them motherfuckers didn't care. They just, as long as the check, the deposit cleared, they were good. They didn't give a fuck. Oh, I hate it. And every time, and then you would, this was Good Life Gym. And then they would always send like the hot chick to like sell you extra gym training. It annoyed the fuck out of me. It's, it annoyed, like part of me could probably see like the good intentions, but no, I didn't see it that way. It was, to me, it was just like, you're just adding to the list of reasons why I hate being here. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. The social media strategist. Yeah, she was speaking facts. She said, yeah, man, if you're smart, articulate. Oh, man, you got this. Oh, bonus points if you're attractive. I'm like, oh. Well, she didn't say bonus points, but I remember being like, oh, well, I guess I give up. All right, this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. But again, I think my favorite episodes are the ones that I laugh at or feel like, yo, that was some smart shit, nigga. All right, okay. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. Reminder, website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast was a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Who's that blue? Who's that blue?
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and did it Quebec. I also represent and hold it down for everyone who felt seen, heard, or felt connected when they heard Big Rube ask the question,
are you an outcast?
Are you an outcast? Because you were like, yeah, he's talking to me. By the way, I bought my ticket for Virtuous Con. Holler at me if you're listening to the show. Yeah, if you see me, if you're holler at a brother. It's Virtuous Con. It's something to do just during Black History Month. If you don't know what the fuck Virtuous Con is, Google it. It's worth the Google search. This episode was rated R and F. The F is for fuck Whitey. No, seriously, fuck Whitey. Fuck White as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to die with Whitey, then fuck you too. Speaking of fuck White, I was thinking about the Sharon Moore story. Sharon Moore story. All my favorite black podcasters or black personalities were speaking about it. But I am curious. I am curious what the white people are saying. Nigga can't keep it in his pants. Or whatever. I don't know. Whatever, man. It's a bad impression of a white podcaster. But actually, I don't want to know what they're saying. I'm curious, but I want to know and I don't want to know. Thank you for... Oh, right. One more thing. If at any point in this podcast you found yourself saying, man, that was stupid. Why the fuck did he... Or, you know, I talked about something you didn't like, or I talked about something you did like but didn't like how I said it. Just a reminder that it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm...
I am your king now!